10:10 here on the Mighty 690. It is time to talk with Becky Barnhart from Coffeeville Friends of Animals and get our report from the animal shelter this week. So, good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. In fact, I'm on location, as you guys say. I'm here at the shelter this morning. We've been working, and I said, I'm just going to stay back here, and that way I can do it and not be in between. And I'm out here in the lobby, and I'm looking at our Tucker, our little shelter guy. He is already ready for his morning nap. So he's had a full morning. We got a lot of great dogs out here. We had a busy morning. So this afternoon, we're here from 1 to 3 if anyone wants to come out and see all the great animals. I noticed on our Facebook page, one of our volunteers has put on all the animal pictures that we have available. So as I'm speaking this morning about some of these animals, if it sounds interesting, go to our Facebook page and check them out, or better yet, just come out and see us. But we've got a wonderful adoption story to tell you this morning, James. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. I have been talking about a dog by the name of Coco. And Coco was the dog that the little boy came out to visit, and they held hands and paws through the fence, and it was very touching. This was a super, super dog. A young couple from St. Louis was looking at our Facebook page, and apparently the young man is from the Coffeeville area. But anyway, they keep track of what's going on, and they were looking at our Facebook page, and they saw Coco. So they came from St. Louis to have an introduction with their dog because he was an only dog. They felt like he needed a companion. The two dogs hit it off. It was a great little meet and greet. They've adopted Coco. So I love stories like this, and I love it when the fact that these people, St. Louis, you know, all the way down here to get Coco. So everyone around here is doing our happy dance because he's a fantastic dog. So that's my happy story for this morning about adoptions. We've also got several other dogs, so I'll just go ahead and let's talk about some of the other great dogs we have here. I'm going to speak about Gretel again, kind of like I did Coco. I'm going to kind of keep talking about Gretel. She's our longest resident. She is a sweet dog. She's going to be small to medium size. She's not going to get any bigger. She's a really pretty tan color, and maybe even a red. It just kind of depends on what you want to call. She's probably about 10 months old. She's such a super sweet dog. She just hasn't found the right person yet. We'd love to see Gretel get adopted. She's just a good, good girl. So if you're just wanting a good-looking little medium to small-sized dog, come out and check out Gretel. Andy is another one I wanted to talk about this morning. Andy got a bath, so this is a great day to come out and introduce yourself to Andy. We gave him a bath this morning. He just seemed like he was not as fresh as a daisy, so we thought, let's kind of freshen him up a little bit. He's also a medium-sized dog, and to me, he looks like a miniature lab. You know, that's the size he's going to be, but he's got that pretty black coat. He's got a little white spot on his chest. He's a very, very sweet little guy, and he's ready for adoption, and I would like for someone to come out and check him out. He can be an indoor or outdoor dog. It's just he just needs a companion. There's some puppies that we're ready to find a forever home for. We kind of keep, when our puppies come in, we keep them in isolation for a while just to make sure, you know, they're healthy, because puppies have a tendency to become ill more than the larger dogs that we have, the older dogs. So now we've got several puppies that we've got out in the puppy kitten room. It's cute, cute. We've got Bert and Lisa. They're about 4 months old. They're tan and black in color. One is totally black, one is tan. They're a very sweet two little puppies, litter mates. And then we've also got Opie and Andy. I mentioned Andy, so Barney is the other one we've got. And, of course, these names, we just, you know, when you're out here and you have all these animals, it's hard to come up with unique, cute names. So you have to start turning to either food or TV shows or something of that nature. So this is why these little guys are named what they are. They're probably about, 12 to 15 weeks old, tan in color. One looks like a little black lab. The other one looks like a little tan lab. Obviously, they're mixed, but they're that perfect age that they just need to get out and play and have someone to play back with them. So those are some of the puppies available. We have an older yellow lab, almost white in color. His name is Rex, and he's a male, super nice dog. Keeps his kennel clean. He walks nicely on the leash. He's stocky. He's beautiful. He's a good-looking dog. He is available now. Captain has been with us for a while. He's a Basset mix. He's a cute thing. He's the one that has one leg just a little bit shorter than the others, but it doesn't seem to bother him at all. He's tan and white in color, loves his chew toys, and he keeps his kennel clean. Toby's another one. Toby's unique in the fact that he has one blue eye and one brown eye, and he's a middle-sized dog, very well-behaved. The other day, it's this kind of comical story. There are four of us trying to move the dogs from their inside kennel to the outside, and he decides he wants to play chase. And there are four adults chasing this dog around, and it's hilarious because he'll slip through us, and he's running, and I swear, once he was running away from me, he turned around and grinned at me. And I thought, you little Dickens. So he's full of fun. He would make someone just a great, great playmate because he just wants to have a good time. I think that's it. The ones that I'm going to speak about, that doesn't mean that's the whole crew because we're pretty full. We've got all sizes and all ages and our kittens. We've got some very pretty little female calico kittens, 3 to 4 months old. Also have a kitten that's a black male. He's probably about 5 months, and we have a tuxedo male that he's about the same age. All these kittens are about the same age. There's a little gray and white male, though. He is cute as he can be. He's younger, and I know there's a picture of him featured because I remember seeing it. And then we also have two large cats that are still available, Aurora, who is a black, fuzzy, beautiful thing, and then we have Mittens, that's a full-grown calico. Very nice cats. This morning, Animal Control did bring in a stray yellow tom that was found on the Luart Street area. He's somebody's cat. He is such a nice, nice cat. So if you know of anyone that's missing, they're full-grown yellow, probably a tom, in that area. He's out here, and we'd be more than happy for you to come and take him home. He's somebody's baby. He's very sweet. So that's the animals that are available. Donations, kitten and puppy food. We're really getting low on both now that we've got so many puppies. We have lots of dog food, but that puppy food is so important, and we try to keep them on their puppy food as long as we can. So we need puppy food, and I should say dry, and kittens dry. If anybody's getting ready to make that switch from the summer to fall and you start cleaning out closets and you come upon some towels that maybe you're no longer using, we could certainly use some bath towel size or washcloth size. Those come in so handy. We use them daily, and they get pretty worn out pretty quickly. So if someone would like to donate that, bleach. We use lots of bleach to keep us healthy out here. So those are some of the things that we would sure appreciate having. Toys goes without mentioning. We always need toys and treats. And we are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're here from 1 to 3. And on the weekends, it's 1 to 4. If you do see an animal you're interested in, give us a call. The telephone is still working. It's working great. So give us a call. We are also available to make appointments if you can't come during our regular hours. And our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant on the County Road 1400. So I think that pretty much gives you the lowdown, and I understand you're not going to be with us next week.
I know. I'll be vacationing. So Shay will take care of your interview here, and so he'll be doing a great job. I know, but yeah, you'll have to convince him and try to talk him into getting a dog. So that'll be your task.
That's wonderful. That's exactly what I will do. You know, when Matt adopted Bella, we had many conversations about Bella, and because he would hear me talk about her, you know, and then he'd either come in and interrupt the phone call, or he'd call me later. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
So working.
I get to take care of Bella when Matt's out of town or that sort of thing. Okay. So yeah.
And she's a great dog.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, usually because it's Denise, so we'll do it. But yeah, she was unavailable here the last couple times, so I got to do it. So I'm sure Denise will be getting back into it. So but anyway, yep, we like Bella.
We like Bella. So Shay, we need to find Shay.
That's right.
Since he's a traveler, he might need an older dog that just would like to be a companion, but is happy also just to be comfortable at home.
Yeah, lay around on the furniture.
You bet. You know, puppy stage probably isn't best for
Probably
Shay,
not.
I'm sure we can come up with a a partnership here. We'll just have to start working on that.
That's right. That's right. Well, good stuff, Becky. I do appreciate you coming by, and I'll chat with you in a couple weeks. And, of course, we'll have you back on the program next week here at 1010.
Well, safe travels and enjoy your time off.
All righty. I appreciate it, Becky. And thanks for everything you do at the shelter. And I will talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Of course, we get our animal shelter report every Thursday at 1010, which is brought to you by Magnolia Sense by Design.